Ding dong love pattern. One keen observation about life in general was from a guy named Bastiat, an economist from the 1800s. His observation is that it's not what you see that's important, it's what you don't see. Life is a very complex emergent system, driven by far too many variables to count. Imagine seeing a guy walk across the room to talk to a lady. He does well. She's laughing and touching him. She looks at him with eyes of adoration and admiration. They exchange numbers and she seems really happy. The money question is, how did he do that? The answer is far too complex to understand. Most people hide behind copes because interacting socially is terrifying for most people. Most people won't ever admit this to themselves. Imagine a bunch of kids on the playground. One kid does something really cool. All the other kids try and copy him. Pretty soon, all the other kids are trying to outdo each other by doing that cool thing. Why doesn't this happen in social situations? A bunch of guys see a guy approach a lady and get a positive result. Maybe they start making out in public. Maybe she even grabs his ding dong. Why don't people respond like they do on the playground? Hey, look at that. I'm going to try that. Playing on the playground is fun. Walking up to attractive ladies and starting conversations is pretty scary for most normal people. So we pretend we don't want to. We pretend that guy did that had qualities we don't. This absolves us from needing to try. Like maybe he's really good looking. Or maybe he's got on really expensive clothing. So long as we believe those are the main reasons for his success, we don't need to even try. That would be silly. Since girls only go for the rich, gorgeous guys, and we are not rich or gorgeous, what's the point? This is a self-deceptive cope. But remember Bastiat, it's not what you see, looks and wealth, it's what you don't see. The stuff that happened to that dude in the past couple of weeks, the things that drive his confidence, the things he believes about himself, the lack of anxiety that allows him to more freely express himself, his playfulness and non-neediness that allows him to simply enjoy a conversation without worrying about the outcome. These are functions of inner game, and inner game drives outer game much, much more than the other way around. The words you use are a result of inner game. Even the best memorized patterns on top of weak inner game won't do squat, but even the lamest language and words on top of strong inner game are enough to get any girl to grab your ding dong. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.